The Farm Bill is meant to be a safety net for America's farmers who grow the food that sustains us. But the most recent version of that bill failed to pass the House of Representatives in Washington last week. The bill garnered no Democratic votes and ended up losing the support of the conservative Freedom Caucus on the Republican side as well. They were demanding a vote on a hardline immigration bill that they did not get, and the loss came as a blow to Republican leaders in the House. In all of this, the Farm Bill itself became almost irrelevant, a bargaining chip in the political negotiations. But not to our nation's farmers. For more on how the bill's failure could affect the agricultural industry here in Arizona, I got a hold of Stephanie Smallhouse. She's the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Federation, and she's also a farmer and a rancher in Pima County. And I asked her first for her reaction to the bill's failure.
Well, I think for the most part, we're disappointed, mostly just because it's not that we don't think that a farm bill will pass. A farm bill has passed every single farm bill since the Great Depression. It's just the fact that we're being used as a bargaining chip for an argument that has nothing to do with the farm bill. And farming is a very risky industry already, and we don't need to add more risk to what we're doing.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So remind us, the farm bill is sort of a safety net for America's farmers. Can you remind us what it is that the farm bill does?
The Farm Bill basically provides programs in times of disaster or in times of a serious price drop in commodity markets. And basically what it is it's a national food security bill, which means that it doesn't take much for a farmer to go out of business. If there's a drastic price drop or if a natural disaster has happened or something has happened for that crop to go under, farming is a highly leveraged industry, which means if any of those things happen, it doesn't take much for the farmer to go out of business. So the Farm Bill is basically the American public's insurance policy to say, we've got your back. And if something horrible happens and you can't pull yourself out, then we're going to help you do that because you're feeding us.
Right. Was there anything in this version of the Farm Bill that failed last week that would have changed or that would have been better or worse for farmers this time around?
There were some amendments, you know, like with any bill that's moving through Congress, there were some good amendments and there were some bad amendments. I think overall there was over 100 amendments offered. There's always things in these pieces of legislation that we focus on that are good and some that are bad. But there were some very good things in this bill. And the most important thing is that we can't continue with the farm bill that we have now because that farm bill was written during record high prices for commodities overall. Today, the farm economy has dropped drastically. Net farm income has fallen by 50% in the last 4 years, and that type of drop hasn't happened since the Great Depression. So we have to have an updated farm bill which reflects the farm economy today, not in 2014.
Right. It sounds like lawmakers are saying we will get another version of the farm bill through on time. What happens if that doesn't happen?
Then there will be an extension, and like I said, they'll continue on with kind of the package that we have now, which doesn't help a lot of folks that are suffering right now because of such a drastic change in the economy. So what we really need is an updated farm bill that reflects what farmers are going through today, which is a drastically lower and depressed farm economy from 2014.
Yeah, and what would you like to see in particular in a farm bill that will be inevitably reintroduced here?
Well, the safety net and the triggers for the prices needs to be adjusted to reflect the prices that we're receiving today. There are some other items in there that have to do with conservation programs, some adjustments with conservation programs so that we can shift the money where it's more useful, where it's having the most good. So there are a lot of different aspects like that would better reflect what's happening today.
Okay. That's Stephanie Smallhouse, the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Federation, and she's a farmer and a rancher here in Pima County. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.